A caravan of mostly Central American migrants continues to make its way north through Mexico towards the U.S. border. Hundreds have arrived in Tijuana, just across from San Diego. And on the other side of the border, U.S. Marines and soldiers are deployed at two ports of entry in San Diego County. Reporter Steve Walsh with member station KPBS in San Diego spoke with troops along the border and sent this report.
At the Otay Mesa port of entry just east of San Diego, Marines top an existing border wall with another two rows of concertina wire. Through slats in the steel fence, Second Lieutenant Dustin Pavlik can see rows of semis queuing up on the Mexican side of the border. This is the young Marine officer's first deployment.
We construct this wall and reinforce these obstacles. That's pretty much it, sir. That's our job right now, that's our mission, and the mission has priority at this time.
Even though most of the Marines are from bases just a few miles away, they'll be here along the border during Thanksgiving. Army Sergeant Eric Ziegler, a military policeman, is stationed at the nearby San Ysidro port of entry. He's been away from his wife before when he was deployed in Afghanistan.
She's prior military, so, I mean, I guess she understands, you know, if I'm going somewhere else. Pretty much is where the country needs you.
The Pentagon decided the Marines would not be armed. Instead, Ziegler and the other Army MPs from Fort Bliss are guarding the Marines as they install concertina wire at a pedestrian walkway on the San Diego side of the border.
I have my taser here, I have my handheld radio, a water source, my canteen, mag pouches, and a 9mm.
The rules are the MPs are not supposed to engage anyone crossing the border unless they or the Marines are under threat.
And we call Border Patrol and they get them.
Okay.
And so we can legally
handle. You're told not to engage them at that point.
Yes, sir.
Instead, engineers lay miles of concertina wire.
We're getting our first look at some of the fortifications that have been put in place here at San Ysidro. We've got razor wire all along the border here. We're standing where three lanes have been closed off.
CPB says reducing the number of entry lanes is a way of hardening the border. It also slows down traffic. Rogelio Lares and his family, on a shopping trip to San Diego, had been waiting to cross for more than 2 hours. He says he's not happy with the number of migrants arriving in Tijuana.
It's a different situation. I think it's a lot of people that is a different culture.
U.S. troops have kept their distance. Colonel Kyle Ellison heads the Special Purpose Marine Air Ground Task Force 7. When a few people climbed the border fence while the television cameras rolled, he did not send in his Marines. Instead, the Border Patrol sent a private contractor to reinforce that section of fence.
It is ensuring that we don't put our Marines and soldiers and sailors in a law enforcement type situation. It's not their task. It's not what they're out here for. So if we are going to be in a position where that potential exists to put our young Marines and sailors in a bad situation, I don't do it.
Ellison's headquarters unit is set up in tents inside a Customs and Border Protection maintenance facility. And that's where they'll spend Thanksgiving. None of the troops will head home to their families. They can't even stop for tacos on their way back to their temporary bases.
I am not concerned about morale. I am not concerned that Marines and soldiers will have their head down on Thanksgiving because they'll get a meal. They'll get a meal with their brothers and their sisters, and they'll get back out and do their mission the next day.
So far, the operation is scheduled to run until December 15. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh in San Diego.